pass. Tipped away and stolen. It's going to be an easy, missing the dunk is Mattson, but there to grab the rebound is Kharji Cooper for the layup. Fortunately for the Warriors, there's nobody but Kharji following up, as Bennett knew he had nobody around him. Tried for the dunk, but didn't quite have enough of the, trying to save it from going out of bounds was Bennett Mattson, but really all he had to do was let it go out of bounds. And shaken up on the play is Matuta Safiri for Green Bay East. The ball went between his legs. It was going out of bounds, but not realizing it was off of Green Bay East was Bennett Mattson. So he made a headfirst dive to keep the ball in bounds, but it goes out off of Wausau West. So the ball will be inbounded by Green Bay East, and it looks like a substitution as DJ Gordon will come in, and after being shaken up, Safiri will take a seat. Inbounded by Green Bay East. 36-19 Warriors on the left-hand side. Deep left corner. Three-pointer is good by Quincy Shields. 36-22 Warriors. 13-13 to go. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Bennett between the circles. Bennett hits the cutter, not able to handle it. Was Griffin Lang, and it goes out of bounds. You know the coach has got to be a little frustrated. You start off 18-0, and then all of a sudden, not been quite as sharp. Not been able to really put this one away. 36-22. With it out top now is Shields. Moves it right wing side, DJ Gordon. Gordon had tipped away by Lang, out of bounds. So Green Bay East will inbound it on the far sideline. Taken on the right wing side by Shields. 25 feet from the hole. Shields turns the corner, moves it left-hand side. With it is Gordon. Gordon looked inside, could not connect on that pass with Jeremiah Jordan. Goes off Jordan's fingers and out of bounds. So the ball turned over again to the Warriors. Turnovers has been a major thorn in the side of Green Bay East here tonight. So now the Warriors will bring it back up court. Miles Wahlvogel moves it right wing side to Kharji Cooper. Kharji on the right wing. Kharji will now back it up about 35 feet from the hole. Swings it left back to Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel moves it near side. Griffin Lang. Lang holds it 30 feet from the basket. Back out top. Bennett Mattson left wing side to Cooper. Now with his Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles his way to the right wing. Wahlvogel now backs it up 20 feet from the basket. In the right corner, Bennett Mattson. Mattson on the dribble. Mattson looking inside. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang, bounce pass on the right wing. Three-pointer now for Bennett Mattson. It is a little bit strong, no good. Fight for the rebound. Bringing it down was Jeremiah Jordan, and he'll be fouled. Miles Wahlvogel called for the foul. Number one on him, number three on the team. 12 minutes even to go, 36-22, Wausau West. Back up court comes Green Bay East, crossing the timeline, Safiri. Safiri gets it over to Jordan. Jordan, and a little hop. He shuffled the feet as he tried to decide where to put that basketball. He faked right, then looked left before he released it. Did a little jig, lifted that pivot foot, and that is a travel and a turnover. Into the front court. With it are the Warriors. Right wing side, Kharji Cooper hits the cutter. Lang. Lang. 10 feet from the basket. Out top. Federici up for three. Came up short. Rebound. Grabbed by Brady Phelps. Phelps misses the putback. Fight for the rebound, and a foul will be called. And it's going to be on Green Bay East. And it's going to be free throws for Miles Wahlvogel. The Warriors hitting the offensive boards. Jeremiah Jordan called for his first and team foul number four. Thanks to our sponsors of Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball, including the Cloverbell Credit Union. Cloverbell Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, rec vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line for Miles Wahlvogel. Rebound is grabbed by Green Bay East. 37-22, 15-point lead for the Warriors. Out top, J. Jeremiah Jordan. His pass deflected, picked up, oh, not able to hold on to it, was Brady Phelps, and the ball will stay with Green Bay East. Again, not taking great care of the basketball tonight has been Green Bay East, but they will have another chance. Inbounded near the timeline, Matula Safiri. Safiri, again, Warriors sticking with this half-court trap. Safiri now needs some help. Moves it right wing side. Taken there by DJ Gordon. Now into the corner. Going baseline. Stripped was Jeremiah Jordan, and the ball goes out of bounds. Good hands down low. I think that was Walvogel. And Green Bay East will maintain possession. Quincy Shields will inbound it. Moves it left wing side to Cooper. Out top, Brant Craw. Craw hands it off to Shields. He'll try a three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is chased down in the far corner by Green Bay East, and then a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards the Red Devils. 10 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the game. 37-22, Wausau West. Quincy Shields will inbound on the baseline for Green Bay East. Now out top, taken by Safiri. Moves it left wing side to Shields. Shields now into the lane. Stopped, kicks it back out to Safiri. Safiri dribbles with the left hand, now into the lane, gets doubled, little fadeaway from six, too strong. Rebound is controlled by Miles Walvogel for West. Pass ahead, Lang. Lang ahead of the pack will lay it up and in. Running the court hard was Griffin Lang, and he's rewarded on that pass from Miles Walvogel. A dozen for Lang, 39-22, Wausau West. Out top with it is Safiri. Safiri, a bounce pass, taken by Cooper, moved into the right corner, faking the three of Shields. Back to Cooper on the right wing. Now Shields again in the right corner. Shields looking baseline. Goes to the hole. Moves it left wing side. Safiri. He'll try a three and hit it. That was a nice play by Quincy Shields. He went baseline. Did not force up the shot. Found a wide open Matula Safiri on the left wing who drains the three-pointer. He has eight. Makes it 39-25 Warriors. 10 minutes to go. Oh, a good pass. Hitting a cutting. Griffin laying down the lane, and Griffin gets the easy layup. Good ball movement away from the basketball by Griffin Lang. He gets another layup, and then Lang strips the ball away. Battle for it. Shields trying to dig it back out, and a tie-up between Shields and Federici. This time the arrow points towards Wausau West. 41-25 Warriors, 9:46 to go. Ever since that 18-0 start, the game has been pretty much sort of between 11 and 18 points. Neither team having a real big run. Warriors have not been able to further extend the advantage, but Green Bay East has not been able to put it into a position where I think Wausau West would feel some pressure should they get it to single digits. I would say it's been a comfortable lead for Wausau West for much of the evening. And now over the timeline comes Walvogel. Jackson Riley back in, moves it left wing side to Mattson. Mattson between the circles. Mattson back on the left wing side to Miles Walvogel. Walvogel near the top of the key. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribbles his way. Now moves it right wing side to Phelps. Phelps hands it off, Walvogel. Walvogel, left wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley works his way to the right wing side. Taken there by Mattson. Mattson drops it down low, but not quite ready for it was Brady Phelps. Goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. So the ball goes back over to Green Bay East. 9:12 to go in the game, nearing the midway point of the second half. 41-25 Warriors. Into the forecourt comes Safiri. Safiri near the top of the key. Safiri down the lane. Safiri up at the right-hander. No good. Rebound is tipped. Goes out of bounds off of Green Bay East. That time forcing it up as the 5'8" junior got into the lane, tried to bank it, but it got nothing but backboard. Warriors, left wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley back to Cooper. Cooper swings it right, Miles Walvogel. Back over left wing to Riley, now with his Bennett Mattson 25 feet from the basket. Hits the cutter, Cooper bounces off his hands, but grabbed by Phelps. Back out top, Jackson Riley. Right wing side, Walvogel 23 feet from the hole. Dribbling with the left hand, now works his way out top, swings it left to Riley. Riley almost lost his balance, hits the cutting Cooper, then Cooper is fouled hard as he goes up for the shot. So Karji Cooper will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Been a solid night again for Karji Cooper. He has 11 points, 0 for 2 at the stripe. LeKevian Gonigan got called for his second foul, team foul number 5. Free throw is a little bit strong, no good. Well, Cargi not taking advantage at the line here in the second half. Second free throw, no good again. Rebound is grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan. Pushed up quickly. Jordan into the lane. Jordan runs right over Cooper, but no call. Rebound grabbed, laid up and in by Gonigan. Boy, thought there could have been a charge there. Missing the shot was Jeremiah Jordan, but there to pick up the rebound and get the layup is Gonigan for his first points. Still just a 14-point game. It felt like the whole game the West Warriors have been in control, but 41-27. Right wing side with it is Bennett Mattson. Mattson in the lane. Pulls up from 10. Misses the shot. Rebound is grabbed by LeKevian Gonigan for Green Bay East. Into the forecourt, Jeremiah Jordan moves it right wing side to Quincy Shields. Shields, top of the key. Drops it down low. Gonigan moves it right wing. With it is Shields. Shields will now dribble. Shields trying to work his way in. Takes a hop. And they're going to bail him out with a foul. Boy, if he comes down, that would have been a walk. But little bump, so a foul coming up on the Warriors. Only the fourth team foul on Wausau West. Foul is called on Bennett Mattson, his second. They're not going to call that in the act of shooting, are they? Wow, that is truly an NBA-level continuation. That I have not seen a continuation like that in the high school game in a very long time. And Quincy Shields is going to get a pair of free throws for the Red Devils. Hits the first. Wow. That's a shocker. One more to come is, again, hanging around is Green Bay East. Second free throw good as well. Back to a 12-point game. 41-29, 7:38 to go. Into the front court, Miles Wahlvogel for the Warriors. Left wing side, Jackson Riley. Left corner, Bennett Mattson. Mattson in the lane. Mattson goes down. He gets bumped, and he'll be fouled. Oh, no, they called a walk. A travel on Bennett Mattson, so no foul. Bennett can't believe it. And now Green Bay East has a chance, if they get a three-point play, to get back to single digits for the first time tonight. Well, since it was 8-0, it started 18-0, and then bobbling it, but grabbing it back is Jeremiah Jordan. Into the lane, goes to the basket, missed the shot. Rebound is grabbed by the Warriors. Marcus McDonald. McDonald into the lane. McDonald to the hole. McDonald lays it up, no good, but he'll be fouled. And Marcus McDonald will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Number 3 on Jordan Cooper, number 6 on the Red Devils. So Marcus McDonald, who has 3 points in the game, left-handed shooter, nothing but net. 2 for 2 at the stripe so far tonight. 6 foot senior, multi-sport standout for Wausau West. One more free throw to come. Second free throw. Back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Safiri. Safiri into the forecourt. Safiri trying to force his way to the basket. Now backs it up. Safiri stops his dribble. Passes down low. Gonigan. Gonigan back to Safiri. Safiri goes baseline. Safiri will be bumped and he'll be fouled. 42-29 Warriors. 6:55 to go. Number 2 on Jackson Riley, number 5 on the team. So now an inbounds play coming up. Right-hand side, Gonigan. Gonigan gets it out top, Safiri. Safiri near the top of the key, swings it off to Shields. Quincy Shields, 3-pointer is off the front iron, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Cargi Cooper. Pass ahead, tipped away, but grabbing it on the left-hand side is Wahlvogel. Back to Cooper. Cooper tried to drop it down to Phelps, turned over. Back up court, with it is Shields. Shields into the lane. Shields to the hole. Shields lays it up and in. Quincy Shields, 7 in the half, 13 in the game. 42-31, as close as Green Bay East has been tonight. Left-hand side, with it is Marcus McDonald, out top. Waldvogel, right wing side, Cooper, 22 feet from the basket. His pass deflected, but grabbing it is Phelps. Phelps into the lane, Phelps to the hole, Phelps will miss the shot. Phelps gets his own rebound! Put back is no good. Rebound tipped up twice and grabbed by Gonigan. Long pass ahead, with it is Shields to the basket, lays it up and in, and it's now a single-digit game. 42-33, 5:50 to go. Over the timeline comes Wausau West. Three-pointer for Jackson Riley is back bracketed, no good. Rebound tipped, saved by the Warriors and McDonald. Riley again gets it to McDonald. McDonald dribbles, stopped on the right wing, 15 feet from the basket. Kicks it back out top, Miles Waldvogel. Right wing side, McDonald. Looking for the cutter. Good grab by Carji Cooper. Reverse layup is no good. Rebounds grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan and a timeout called by Green Bay East. 5:26 to go. 42-33 Warriors. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Well, Green Bay East has made it somewhat interesting here coming down the stretch. Again, the Warriors came out red hot. They took an 18-0 lead. They led by double digits the entire game until just a few moments ago when Green Bay East got to within 9 at 42-33. Now, still 42-33, and Green Bay East has the basketball. With it on top is Safiri. Safiri swings it on the right. Shields lost his balance, lost the ball, but picked up on the right-hand side by Jordan Cooper. Between the circles, Safiri. Safiri dribbles with the right hand. Safiri now moves his way left wing. Safiri 20 feet from the basket. And now a whistle and an offensive foul away from the basketball. That is a big call as Green Bay East was trying to make it a 7 or even a 6-point game. Still 5:03 on the clock. Lekevian Gonigan gets called for his third. Next foul, Warriors will be in the foul in the bonus. So Wausau West in the bonus for the rest of the game. West into the forecourt. Miles Waldvogel moved left wing side. Griffin Lang, Lang between the circles, back on the wing, taken there by Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel hits the cutter. McDonald. McDonald got bumped and there's a foul. The first bump was not called. The second bump was. Quincy Shields call for his first. Free throw is good. Big front end of the 1-1 for Marcus McDonald. His fifth point of the game. Don't forget tomorrow, Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey against the Lakeshore Lightning. 1:30 airtime from Southeast Wisconsin. 2-for-2 trip. Back to an 11-point lead for the Warriors. 44-33, 4:40 to go. Green Bay East, left wing side, Safiri. Safiri, 20 feet from the basket. Now works his way into the lane. Kicks it right wing side, Shields. Shields could not get the shot off. Good defense by Miles Waldvogel. Back to Safiri. Safiri between the circles. Safiri still dribbles. Safiri gets it back out top. Shields. Shields, 22 feet from the basket. Back between the circles, Safiri. Safiri fakes the three. Right wing, open three for Jordan Cooper. No good. Big miss that time. Rebounds grabbed by Griffin Lang. Back up court, Marcus McDonald. Looks inside. With it is Federici. Federici up with the left hand. No good. Boy, looks like some contact, but no whistle. Back up court. Right wing side Shields. Up for a three. Back bracket. No good. Long rebound grabbed by Marcus McDonald. McDonald to the basket. McDonald misses the running layup. Rebound is grabbed by Jordan Cooper. Back up court comes Green Bay East. Right wing Safiri. Safiri now penetrates and takes a hop and is called for traveling. Another turnover on Green Bay East, and the Warriors get it back. Bennett Mattson will come in now for the Warriors, replacing Marcus McDonald. 3:42 to go, 44-33, Wausau West. Warriors looking for their ninth win of the campaign against four losses. Back up court comes Griffin Lane. Moves it left. Bennett Mattson, 22 feet from the basket. Mattson back out top, Carji Cooper, right wing side, Wallvogel. Wallvogel at the free throw line, Federici. Federici holds it. Federici now into the lane. Federici, a ball fake, another ball fake, lays it up and in. Nico Federici with a nice finish, showing good patience. 10 points for Federici. 46-33, Wausau West. Right wing side, Cooper. Jordan Cooper to the basket, lays it up and in. Faked the three and then went to the basket. His first points. 46-35, 3 minutes even to go. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson for the Warriors. At the right elbow, Federici. Federici holds it. Now Federici again into the lane. Federici moves it left corner. Mattson, three-pointer, good! Bennett Mattson with the three-pointer. 49-35 Warriors, 2:40 to go. 7 points for Bennett Mattson. Left wing side, with it is Quincy Shields, back out top. Three-pointer for Safiri is no good. Rebound, Carji Cooper. Cooper, back up court for the Warriors. Cooper into the lane. Cooper off the window, no good. Rebound tip, grabbed by Wallvogel. Now with his Lang. Lang going to the hole. Lang will be fouled. Misses the shot, but he'll get a couple of free throws. So after Green Bay East got it to within 9, 5 points in a row for the Warriors, and a chance for more at the line. Third foul called on Matuta Safiri. Free throw is up and in for Griffin Lang. 15, another Griffin Lang type night. He just quietly always gets himself into the mid-double figures. 15, 17. Consistent player. Second free throw is good as well. 51-35 Warriors, 2:19 to go. Quincy Shields into the front court. He looks to penetrate, stops, up off the window, good. Well, Shields is going to end up pretty close to a season average after a slow start. Has 17, averaging more than 18 per game. On the left-hand side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson at the free throw line, Federici. Federici again looking inside, moves it right wing to Lang. Lang to the free throw line. Good pass to Federici, who lays it up and in. Little pick and roll to the hole for Nico Federici. 6.5, 12 in the game. 53-37 Warriors, a minute 40 to go. Shields near the top of the key. Moves it left wing side, Safiri. Now into the lane, stops. Kicks it out top. With it is Jordan Cooper. Cooper moves it right corner. With it is Shields. Shields baseline, trying to drop it down low to Gonnigan. Goes out of bounds over to Wausau West. Matthew Heilman comes in for the Warriors, as does Will Butala. In the last couple of minutes of the game at West on Tuesday night, Heilman came in and scored 5 points. He had a three-pointer, had a couple of free throws in his limited action at the very end of the game. Very promising freshman for Wausau West. Left-hand side, Jackson Riley, 26 feet from the basket. Out top, Will Butala. Actually, that's Heilman. Heilman dribbles with the left hand, hands it off to Carji Cooper. Cooper still holds it between the circles, now looking to penetrate. Carji to the hole, lays it up, too hard. Rebound is grabbed by Lekevian Gonnigan for Green Bay East. Under a minute to go, 53-37 Warriors. Quincy Shields on the right wing, now drops it down low, trying to chase it down is Gonnigan, unable to do so, but it was tipped by the Warriors, and it goes out of bounds. So the Red Devils will inbound on the baseline. 49.5 seconds to go. Looking is Shields. Down low, Gonnigan tipped away and stolen. Grabbed by Lang. Here comes Griffin Lang. Lang into the lane. Lang to the hole. Left-handed layup. Nice finish by Griffin Lang. 18 for the Wausau West senior. Matching the biggest lead of the night, 55-37. Into the lane, Gordon. Gordon fades from seven, no good. Rebound, no good on the tap by Gonigan. Back up court comes West. With it is Butala. Butala has it swatted away, but he'll be fouled. Gonigan got the ball, but then on the follow-through, knocked down Will Butala, and Butala will get a chance at the stripe. So 23.9 seconds to go, and Will Butala will get a chance to get on the score sheet here for Wausau West. 6'1" junior. Free throw is a little bit strong, no good. Second free throw. Rolls down. Lot of rim. Nice soft touch. 56-37. Finally, the Warriors push that lead beyond 18. 18 seconds to go. Into the forecourt. With it is Shields. Shields going to the hole. Shields will bank it up. No good. Gonigan fighting for the board. Still loose. Shields will pick it up. Shields will lay it up. No good. Rebound still fought for. Tipped out of bounds off of West. With 5.7 seconds to go. Shields will inbound. Gonigan gets it back inside to Shields. Shields, little fade away from six. Rolls it down, and that will do it. 56-39, Wausau West over Green Bay East. We'll come back, look at the scoring, have a chance to talk to the coach during our postgame as well. So the Warriors now 9-4, 56-39 over Green Bay East. Postgame show is straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where the Warriors defeat Green Bay East tonight by a score of 56-39. Joined now by the coach, Nate Lemons. Aren't you going to get on the table and do some autograph signing for the kids?
Nobody wants my autograph.
But, I guess, great start. Yeah. I imagine you liked the start. You came out, executed, especially defensively. You didn't give up a point for 10 minutes. And then it just sort of stood between 11 and 18 points the rest of the night. Yeah. It was sort of a lot of kind of in the mud the rest of the night, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, just, you know, we're not shooting the ball well. We're not offensively just, you could tell we were kind of going through the motions. And, you know, when you do things like that, sometimes shots that should go in don't because you're just not as locked in. These are tough games to play. We were off of school. They had finals. I thought we came out well, and then it was just kind of – and we have struggled. I think it was kind of a resemblance of Marshfield as far as the missed shots almost become contagious and then just get sloppy on a couple easy ones, and they don't go in, and really had a chance to kind of break this open and make it really ugly.
In the case of the way you start when it's 18-0, in a sense, is that a double-edged sword in a way?
It is because, you know, you got to keep it up and you got to keep the mojo going and you got to keep the pedal to the metal because 18 points and they hadn't scored and we got complacent. You know, we got complacent and we just didn't execute and we've been talking about that. It was on the board. Just this is a team that sometimes complacency does set in and we don't execute and offensively can go through some pretty big lapses and slumps, and tonight was one of those. I just thought we were. I don't know the word to describe us offensively, but it wasn't good.
Lethargic.
Lethargic. That's a good word. You got the words. You have the words. Lethargic. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it was one of those nights. But we have to ramp back up here and really find our us offensively. I just don't think we're pushing the envelope quite the way we need to.
One thing, we've talked about this, I think, during the season. Teams are going to have to realize when Nico gets the ball at the free throw line that he's able to get to. It looks so easy up here. I mean, it's in a sense, it's a little baffling because Nico will be very patient.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's almost like the defender expects him to move the ball to the cutter, and then he finds himself right at the rim. I thought that was something that worked, again, pretty well here tonight.
Yeah, and you can see how people guard it different. Then they started sagging off of him.
Yes.
You know, and in that case, he can shoot it. We could put Brady in there, and he can shoot it. But he's so good at, you know, understanding of how they guard in, and then, you know, the handoffs and stuff, and then, yeah, turning it. And he's just got to get a little more consistent finishing the basketball. You know, he gets that where he wants it, and then he doesn't finish maybe at the percentage that I know he's a competitor, the percentages he wants to. He's a difference maker in that spot, and that's what makes it hard to guard. And then if you come up to guard him, then we can start getting you with some over-the-top stuff or ripping your baseline and things like that. But we're definitely not in sync offensively. We're just not looking for things. We're not attacking the way I'd like us to attack. I thought Marcus was good tonight. He hurt his ankle, but I thought he was really good as far as attacking and just kind of having that energy, especially early.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point of the year, this is a kind of an interesting point of the year where you've had a lot of water under the bridge, but now you can kind of see a lot of things. And the mentality of the season, the winter sports is a long season. At this point, you have, again, a little bit of a conference break, and then you get back into it next Friday. But what's the mentality right now for you and your coaches in terms of trying to, again, set this team up for the kind of finish that you know they're capable of?
Well, I think it's, you know, getting us firing on all cylinders offensively, and we're not. And then continuing to keep our defensive intensity. I liked our 1-3-1 today as far as being able to mix it in. But it's plain and simple for this team. We have to be a more consistent offensive team as far as execution. You know, they're not selfish. They mm-hmm. share the basketball. Mm-hmm. But just that execution piece, the ball has to go in the basket. You know, that one time out, I said, guys, I got nothing for you on the board. The only advice I have is let's take the ball and let's put it in the basket. We've thrown it at it enough.
Yep.
We got to put it in the basket. And that's on them a little bit. You know, that's on our kids saying, I got to step up, and I'm a shot maker, and I got to be a maker. I'm not just a shot taker, but I got to make it. And they will. They will. They continue to share the ball. I thought Brady came back. He's been sick. Came back and gave us some good minutes. But we just, right now, we don't have that focus. We don't have that physicality at the rim of just, I'm there, and I'm just going to put it in. And it seems simple, but it's not.
And I guess finally I'll say it's always fun to see the young Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at halftime, to see them from up here, to see them all covering that court, because knowing that a program is more than the varsity. It's about those young kids that we're going to see in the coming years, and it's going to come faster than we expect it to.
Yep.
But a night like tonight, and to see those kids and see your guys signing autographs, it's a great way to finish, isn't
it? Yeah, and you know, we talked earlier about the schedule, you know, the 24 or 20 games, but I think this too, we can't lose track of what high school basketball is about. It's about community. It's about building. You know, we build our program. We don't recruit. We build kids out of our community. You know, and it's special for me now. You know, I've been doing this a long time, but before I had kids, now I have kids, and now my kids are down there with jerseys on and running around. So for me, it's even more special, and just to see the way our players interact with these young guys, and this is what it's about. I want our youth looking up to these guys and wanting to be Kargi Cooper or Griffin Lang or Bennett Mattson. I want them to look at that instead of LeBron or whoever else they're watching. I want them to be Wausau West, you know, with some pride and be Warriors and look forward to that and go home after this game's over and you know, you got the door, the hoop on the back of the door, you go home and mom's telling you to go to bed and you're sneaking up a couple more shots. I know my son's going to do that. It's going to sound like the house is coming down. But that's what it's about. And so these are special nights, and we had a great turnout. We got a great group of youth coaches, guys that, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find youth coaches, but guys that are just willing to do it for the right reasons. And so we really like what we're building and what we've now consistently got down the pipeline. And then it's just, you know, getting the kids to continue to enjoy the moment that they're in and cherish the time that they have as high school basketball players. And
finally, everybody needs to know again, there's not a better deal than coming out and seeing a high school basketball game on a Tuesday or a Friday or whenever it may be. I try to sell that all the time that I tell you there's no more fun than being out here with your friends, your neighbors, and the kids that are going to be the future of this community. And I'll finally say, you've been way too patient tonight, you got a really good group of guys that know everybody should want to come here and cheer on this group.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the things.
And when high school basketball is right, your stands are full. You know, because that means your community's bought in, and it doesn't matter what it is, basketball, hockey, football.
Heck,
it
doesn't
matter.
It's like whatever.
It's about your community. Yes. It's about, and that's what it is. And students coming out and just having pride, win, lose, whatever, you're cheering your team on. You know, again, I've said it before, I was fortunate to grow up where I grew up and just thinking back to those, the atmosphere and the memories of all that. And that's what drives me to try to do it here. And so having an environment where you can tell when basketball and you can tell when high school sports is right, because these communities come out and support it.
One thing you probably would need to do here is lower the roof, because when you were playing in high school, you had a place that it got really loud.
Yeah, got
I remember
loud
going
there.
Up there. There's too much room up at the roof. We got to lower the roof a little bit. But no.
I like this gym. It's a nice little bowl. I like the portables, and we can keep – every year I tell our ADs to scooch them a little closer to the court.
Yes.
So
it's fun here. It really is.
What a great night. So our kids are enjoying it, and it'll be a good thing. Hopefully these kids go to school and share their posters and
absolutely
just keep enjoying.
Well, stay warm this weekend. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. Hopefully we play Tuesday.
There you go.
All right,
Coach Nate Lemons. Let's take a look at the scoring of this one. First of all, for Green Bay East, 19 points. For Quincy Shields, he got off to a slow start. Everybody got off to a slow start for Green Bay East. 7 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Only player in double digits. 8 points for Matuta Safiri. He had a couple of two-pointers, a three-pointer, and one for one at the line. 8 points for Jeremiah Jordan, 3 two-pointers, 2 for 3 at the stripe. Jordan Cooper, a basket for 2 points, and Lekevian Ganigan, 1 basket for 2 points. 14 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line for Green Bay East here tonight. For Wausau West, 3 players in double digits. 18 points for Griffin Lang. He had 5 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Nico Federici had 12 points. He had 5 two-pointers and 2 for 3 at the stripe. 11 points for Karji Cooper. He had 4 two-pointers, a three-pointer, 0 for 4 at the free throw line. 7 points for Bennett Matson, a couple of two-pointers and a three-pointer. 6 points for Marcus McDonald. He had a two-pointer and 4 for 5 at the stripe. 1 point for Miles Wahlvogel, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. And Will Butala had 1 point. He was 1 for 2 at the stripe. 17 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, and 10 of 18 at the free throw line for the Wausau West Warriors. It was 27-13 Wausau West at halftime. 56-39 is the final score. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without whose help, we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball here on 98.9 WXCO. And thanks to you for joining us. Our next Warrior Boys Basketball broadcast will be next Friday night. The Warriors in Merrill, Wisconsin Valley Conference met action against the Merrill Blue Jays. 7 o'clock airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. And tomorrow we will have the Central Wisconsin Storm hockey team in action down in the Milwaukee area, taking on the Lakeshore Lightning. We'll be on the air at 1:30 for the pregame, and the opening faceoff will be at 1:45 tomorrow. So 1:30 airtime for the Storm against the Lakeshore Lightning. It's a long trek, so if you don't make it down there, you can tune in with us tomorrow here on 98.9 WXCO. And again, you can always check out our upcoming broadcast schedule by going to WXCO.fm, and you see all the action by different sport on that website. Warriors win it 56-39. I'm Chad Holmes. Thanks for joining us. Wausau West Warrior Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day,
This week on Viewpoint.
That's a skill that many, if not all, con artists have. This ability to get us to do what we wouldn't otherwise do without really realizing that it's coming from them and not from us.
The psychology and strategy of real-life con men. Then,
if you're evicted in San Francisco, very high chance that you are going to spend a significant amount of time homeless.
How housing scarcity is contributing to evictions and homelessness. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You okay?
I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The films The Sting and the Ocean's 11 series gave us a little insight into how con men operate, although in a much sanitized and entertaining way. Their antics were amazing, tricking their marks like magicians on a stage. Of course, films are just make-believe and nobody really gets hurt. In the real world, though, con artists are everywhere and they can ruin their victims financially and emotionally. Who are these people? What makes them tick? And how do they find their marks and rob them of their money, property, and their trust in the human race? Maria Konnikova wanted to find out. Konnikova is a psychologist and author of the book The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time. She says that it's difficult to pick out cons from the rest of the population because, on the surface, they're just like you and me.
If you met one, you would think, this is a very charming, charismatic, wonderful human being, because that's how they actually seem. That's how they come off to other people. Now, I know this. I spent so much time with them when I was researching this book, and I was charmed. Even though I knew they were con artists, I found myself buying their story. They are really, really good at what they do. You don't see them coming. To you, they're just a really nice, friendly person.
Beneath the charming facade, though, lies a dark inner core.
I write in the book about something called the dark triad of traits. And this is something that a lot of con artists have one, two, or three of. The first is, I think, the word that most people associate with con artists, which is psychopath. And that actually is not the most accurate descriptor, because some con artists are psychopaths, but there are plenty of con artists who aren't, and there are plenty of psychopaths who don't become con artists. So one of the things that the psychopath fails to do is experience emotion the way that regular people who aren't psychopaths do. There's no empathy there. They don't actually have any sort of guilt or remorse for anything that they're doing, because that's just not the way that their brains work.
Konnikova says that the second part of the triad is narcissism, the belief that they deserve more, that the con artist is the most important person in the world, so whatever they take from their victims is justified. The last trait is Machiavellianism.
And that is derived from Machiavelli's book, The Prince, from the characteristics of his ideal prince. So someone who is able to persuade you to use those soft skills of manipulation to do what they want you to do, but without your knowledge. So you actually think you're doing it yourself out of your own volition. And that's a skill that many, if not all, con artists have, this ability to get us to do what we wouldn't otherwise do without really realizing that it's coming from them and not from us.
There is also a process that a con artist uses to size up the mark and create a bond of trust. Konnikova says that the first step is called the put-up, which is basically a psychological profile.
This is where the con artist really figures out, who is this person? What makes her tick? What are her weaknesses? What are her strengths? What are her motivations? Who is she really? Not just the person who she projects, but inside, what is she made of? And this is, in some ways, the single most important part of the game, because you have to be able to profile your mark accurately in order to figure out how exactly you're going to sell them, whatever it is you're selling them, how you're going to tell your story.
Then comes the story that will hit their victim's emotional core. Konnikova says that con artists are master storytellers.
They are able to weave narratives that really draw you in. You become part of the action. You are now an actor in that story. And this is something you care about, you empathize, you really are involved. And whenever our emotions are engaged, our logic starts turning off. We become less able to spot red flags, inconsistencies. Anything that should raise an eyebrow no longer does. And that's the point where the con artist will actually make the pitch, which is really what they want from you. And that doesn't have to be money. It's a very common misperception that all cons are financial. Oftentimes, it's not about money at all. It's about love. It's about respect, admiration. So many different things can come into play. But whatever it is, this is now where you start asking it. But it's after you've told the story, after the person is already emotionally hooked.
After the story has hooked the victim, Konnikova says that the con artist is home free.
Because the rest of the con is spent in us convincing ourselves, because once we've bought into it at the beginning, we are going to rationalize everything in order to fit in with that initial buying in. What I mean by that is we want to be consistent. We want to think that we acted correctly from the beginning, that we didn't make a mistake. So we start, if there are any red flags, if anything's going wrong, we kind of dismiss them as the con artist convinces us more and more that no, this is actually a good thing.
Konnikova says that anyone can be tricked at any time, but con artists often try to catch a mark when they're at their most vulnerable.
Researchers find that when you're in an emotionally vulnerable place in your life, and that often happens in moments of transition, moments of uncertainty, when there's a big life change, you become a better mark. So that can be a positive life change or a negative life change. So, you know, you could be out of a job, someone might have died, you might have been going through a divorce. Those are all negative and you're very destabilized, but maybe you got a new job and you've moved across the country and it's wonderful and you're really excited, but you don't know anyone and you have that sense of uncertainty of not quite knowing which end is up. And at those moments, all of us become more likely to be victims because con artists can sense that and they actually give you that sense of certainty where it's missing.
Konnikova says that she wrote her book to help people understand how con artists work and to highlight some of the biggest and most outrageous confidence games in history. However, she doesn't want readers to become distrusting of others in the hope of never getting conned themselves.
I want them to come away not being cynical about humanity. I want them to actually come away with a sense of hope, of saying that even though these people are terrible, most people aren't out to get you, most people aren't con artists, and trusting other people is usually absolutely fine. I want this book to be a hopeful book rather than a scary book, to say, yeah, okay, you know, I might be a victim, I might fall for this, but that's okay. That's what makes me human. It doesn't make me stupid. It doesn't make me greedy. It doesn't make me dishonest. It just makes me a human being.
You can read up on the ways con artists ply their trade and find out more about how the master cons got away with their scams in Maria Konnikova's book, The Confidence Game, Why We Fall For It Every Time. To find out more about this topic and all of our guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, the high cost of evictions in the U.S. when Viewpoints returns.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field.
Hey, Bill!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each. Only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For many, the idea of a home represents stability, safety, and a place to build a future. But for millions of Americans, that sense of security is shattered the moment an eviction notice arrives. In an instant, people find themselves uprooted, oftentimes without a place to go. This is the harsh reality for many, as eviction levels reach new highs in several states.
Housing's so expensive. I mean, that's why people get evicted, right? 90% of evictions, give or take. I mean, the vast majority of evictions are filed because someone missed the rent, right? Or at least that's the stated claim in the eviction filing. So if we want to solve this crisis, you either need to make rent more affordable or people need more money to spend on rent, you know, or both.
That's Carl Gershenson, director of the Eviction Lab at Princeton University. The Eviction Lab was founded in 2017 by Matthew Desmond, author of the book Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City. At the time, Desmond's mission was to create the first national database of eviction records.
After the success of that book, there were a lot more people talking about the problem of evictions and housing insecurity. But, you know, as it turns out, the federal government, state governments, county governments, no one was actually collecting data on this issue. So there was no way to say, how many people are evicted a year? Where are evictions worse? Are evictions trending up or trending down?
According to the Eviction Lab, landlords in the U.S. have filed more than a million evictions over the past year. In 2024, Maricopa County in Arizona saw the most evictions filed in 20 years. And in Denver, Colorado, eviction cases are up 80% compared to before the COVID pandemic. Gershenson says tracking this data allows researchers to better understand the causes and consequences of housing insecurity in America. So, what factors drive rent prices, and what is causing rents to increase?
If you think about two apartment units on the same street, which one's going to rent for more? The bigger one's going to rent for more than the smaller one. The newer, nicer one's going to rent for more than the older one, right? But then we can think about, you know, why are rent levels different across cities? You know, why San Francisco have higher rents than Cleveland? And there, it's not about quality of housing stock, right? I mean, California is famous for having really old, really small cottages rent for thousands and thousands of dollars, something you can get for, you know, $500 in Cleveland. So what's going on there is incomes are really, really high in San Francisco. A lot of people want to move there, and there's insufficient housing stock, so people bid up the price.
The rent is not a measure of the quality or condition of our homes. The rent is a measure simply of whatever the market will allow. And it's landlords who are actually the architects of that market. And what we've seen in recent years, really the last several decades, is a market that is entirely skewed towards maximizing landlords' profit at the tenant's expense.
That's Tara Raghavir, director of the nonprofit Tenant Union Federation. Over the past few years, the organization has established tenant unions in cities across the country, including Lexington, Kentucky, Bozeman, Montana, and Chicago, Illinois. Raghavir says the group helps tenants organize to get repairs done and helps negotiate protections. They also work to guarantee renters have access to attorneys in eviction court. Both Raghavir and Gershenson agree that when rents rise, people are left with limited options.
If you get evicted in a city like San Francisco, in a city like New York City, let's say that you had one of those very few, very precious, affordable apartments in San Francisco, you're paying $1,000 a month. When you get evicted, you're not finding an apartment like that again.
Many, many people end up homeless because of evictions, some seasonally or sort of episodically homeless, and others chronically homeless. Eviction is not just the event itself, but it can also have consequences on your ability to get to and from work, the kids' ability to get to school. There's mental health and physical health consequences to eviction. And of course, there's financial implications. People's wages are garnished after evictions, and that can leave people in an even deeper hole that's more difficult to get out of as well.
Although the Eviction Lab data has provided insights into trends and patterns, Raghavir says this type of formal data only